Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I'm trying to stop the music, y'all. And I apologize to She of Spirit. The chat room is now open. I'm sorry. The music's starting. I realized that the chat room wasn't open. Anyway, welcome, everybody, to Wednesday Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So one question, please, per caller. Don't forget, daily readings are from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night on Pacific time. If you want an in-depth reading, go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. When you go to the website, just click on at the right, Psychic Readings, and you got me. Okay, and our personal readings are private, just like a doctor, never to be discussed, but with the client who is requesting. So thank you for joining and supporting the show. Thank you, everybody around the world that's listening, the people in the chat room, and, of course, you folks on the phone. Well, tonight you just got me, Linus, and it's probably just going to be me for the next couple of weeks here before Christmas because Nina's real busy. And let's see what else. But in the chat room I have the She-Ha Spirit. She'll be more than glad to help you. She's a psychic and also a life coach. So, you know, if you want to reach her and you need some life coaching in your life, her prices are very reasonable. And you can reach her, go to on Facebook to the Essence of Success Network and send me a message, and I will forward it on to her, and the two of you can get together. How about that? Okay, now today I am going to start the show with a prayer because it seems like women are getting kind of desperate. I know it's the holiday season, and who don't want to have a companion next to you or somebody to enjoy to go to the different parties or events, what have you. And sometimes it's not meant to be. Maybe it's supposed to happen a little bit later, but this time of the year brings the Love Jones on. So I'm going to do a prayer, and then also I'm going to do the psychic readings for the end of the year just to let you know to think about things in your life and what may be coming up. Okay. So I'll begin with the prayer. This is a romance prayer. Now listen to it good. I've done this before. And my prayers are listed on the Essence of Success website. Again, to the right, scroll down the prayers and you'll see this for yourself. Okay, we create a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his character, his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We create the lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, okay, we won't get no crazy person, emotional, sexual, equal, who is available to love and to be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are in fact deserving, again, let me say that, in fact deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on her or himself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We create this person to us by being our most authentic self, and by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are. We're not settling for someone who is not our equal, okay? We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. I am, so be it. Okay. So now let me go to the little, I want you guys to hear this on the horoscopes. I also posted this on my page. So if you go to, again, the Facebook, Essence of Success Network, excuse the noise, you will find, the horoscopes, it'll tell you to come back to the website for the horoscopes. Okay, now, end of this year, zodiac lessons for all signs in 2016. Listen to me good. End of the year, zodiac lessons for all y'all for this year. Okay, Aries, don't make irrational decisions when you're angry or happy. Clear your head first before you decide anything, okay? Remember that as you're going into 2017. Taurus, everyone won't always love you as much as you love them. But that doesn't mean you should stop loving with your whole heart, Taurus. Gemini, live the life that makes you happy, not the life that others expect you to live. In other words, be true to you. Cancer, stop blaming other people for your mistakes and problems, or your life will never get better. Put it in the past, leave it in the past, go forward to make a better you, spiritually, mentally, and physically, okay? Leo, if the grass is greener on the other side, then start watering your side more, okay? Let me say that again, Leo. If the grass is greener on the other side, start watering your side more. Virgo, never prioritize people who only view you as an option. Hello? Never prioritize people who only view you as an option, Virgo. Libra, start to figure out what you love to do, then figure out how to get paid for it. You're talented. You know you got it. So figure that out, Libra. Make your money. Scorpio, no one is really concerned about what you're doing with your life because they're too concerned about what you're thinking about their life. So just live for you. Okay, Scorpio? Sagittarius, everything is a matter of perspective. It all comes down to how you choose to react to your situation at hand. Capricorn, in order to get what you want, you have to work for it bad. No more half-assing things. Give it everything you got, Capricorn. Aquarius, you need to prioritize the difference between needing and wanting, and accept you can't always get what you want. Hello? I'll say that again, Aquarius. You need to prioritize the difference between needing and wanting, and accept you can't always get what you want. Pisces, always trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right, then it probably isn't, Pisces. Okay? All right. Now, also, as y'all know, or if you don't know, because I'm going to do something else, too, before I go to callers, today is a full moon, and it's in Gemini. So for all you Gemini people, yay, yay, congratulations. It's a good week for you. But the moon is in Gemini, full moon today. And also, y'all, don't forget, Mercury retrograde begins on the 19th, which is next Monday, and it will continue until January 8th of 2017, okay? So just to let you know, keep your breath. The other thing that I want to speak about real quick is Mercury retrograde, because for some people, they have a really hard time. For some people, hey, it works out okay. Ever heard the saying, don't shoot the messenger? Well, this is the spiritual meaning of Mercury retrograde. We do not shoot him down. Do we not blame him for the truth and illumination that we are responsible for? Mercury has a very special role of translating wisdom and great personal awareness. He travels between humans and gods, darkness and light, and remains just the messenger, not the judge. Mercury, y'all, has already started slowing down and is preparing to enter into retrograde, as I said, December 19th through January 8th. Entering a new year on a Mercury retrograde means that things are going to be slow and contemplative during the first part of next year. This may be because 2016 has been a heavy year of releasing for many people. Glory, glory, hallelujah. In order to process and start the new chapter that 2017 offers, it seems that the universe has given us some downtime in order to make sense of where we're headed to next. Many people fear Mercury retrograde, but it actually is a very powerful and transformative time, a time when we can clear away that fog and see the truth of our souls. Mercury is a divine messenger of the gods and rules over communication and the throat chakra. When Mercury is operating as normal, he works along the amazing light of the sun, alongside the amazing light of the sun. But when Mercury goes retrograde, he travels into the darkness of the underworld, unearthing secrets and old pains of the past. It is through this process that Mercury is able to bring truth, awareness, understanding, and illumination to the surface. Mercury needs to go into the underworld because when he is in there, he fishes out old thoughts, beliefs, and conversations that need to be cleansed and purified. Any delays that Mercury brings us during its retrograde are therefore always for a higher purpose. Perhaps it is Mercury's aim to make us stop, look, and really listen to all that is going on around us, okay? So that's the spiritual. There's more to the article. You can go to theessenceofsuccess.com and go to blog. It's a big article. So you can read more. It's the spiritual meaning of Mercury retrograde. All right. Well, with that, we are going to begin. So, thank you, everybody, again, for joining the show and supporting it. We appreciate it. Now, it's just me today. Nina's not here, and I don't think she'll be here until next year. I think she's taking, time off. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. Let me tell y'all, we will not be doing a show on Christmas and New Year's Day. Why? Because it's on Sunday, and we're going to be off. So just to let you know, okay. Let me see. Is there any other announcements? No, I think that's it. So, heck, let's get started. Our first caller is area code 701. Welcome to the show. And who's this?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome. Who's this?
My name is Deb.
Hi, Deb. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
You don't sound good, Deb. You sound a little down or disgusted or depressed. What's going on, woman?
Well, it's interesting you said it was a full moon today. I guess with what happened today, I could tell that it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My coworker and I kind of had a blowout, and I mean it's never good with us, and I just wonder if you see any possibility of any change with her leaving or anything. It's such extreme friction.
Yeah, I can tell you're stressed. Okay, Deb, what's her first name? That's all I need.
Hers?
Yeah, hers. I got yours. What's her first name?
Yeah,
so I can concentrate. Anne. You want to know if she's going to be gone.
Yeah, Anne.
It's what? I'm sorry?
Anne.
Oh, Anne. Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me Anne.
Oh, okay.
Okay, her name is Anne. Well, let's see. Man, she got issues. Whoa. The angels came right up and said, issues with a big exclamation mark. It's real wide. She's not happy. Boy, you talk about misery loves company. Hey, she's the textbook. I think you already know that.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. Going to more and see what's wrong. She is so unhappy. Why she got to make everybody else miserable? That's her own personal problem. She needs to leave that off the job. She brings it to work, and then it overflows to you and other people, and it's not fair. But she is going through some things. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm like her supervisor, so I'll give her something or tell her I need something done, and she never answers me. And then I finally said today, did you hear me? It's because it's so frustrating. You don't know if, A, she heard you, B, she's going to ignore what you told her, or C, she's going to do it. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a multiple choice.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not. There has been other complaints on her. Are you aware of that? You're not the only one that's upset.
It's like
the
giant.
She's got other complaints.
It's the giant in the room, you know. Nobody wants to address it.
Oh, boy. Well, let me ask you this, Deb. Have you been keeping a file on her? You know, and she does these things every day so you can have a history about her behavior and her completion of jobs or doing the job that you requested of her?
I don't write down everything, but I have written down some things.
Okay. Well, because this helps you to go to your boss, you know, and tell him she's not working out in your department. There's behavior
it's
problems.
A very small office. Yeah, it's a very small office. It's not like we're going to transfer her to another department.
She's having boyfriend problems.
How could she possibly have one?
Yeah, she does. She does. Well, you know, sometimes how people act at work is not the same way they act at home. It does happen. It's like they can be a blip at work, and when they get home, they're sweet as pie. But she's got problems. She really does have a lot of issues. And actually, she doesn't need to be working anywhere. She needs to be in therapy, to be honest with you, and get some help because she needs help in a lot of areas, mentally, not physically now. Spiritually, I'm not even picking that up on her, but mentally, she needs to talk to a therapist and get some stuff off her because she's making it miserable for everybody there. You know what I mean?
Oh, she is. Yeah.
Because she's so caustic and miserable and unhappy. And so that brings your, you know, your area of folks down. But somebody needs to step up and give her a 30-day probationary period thing. You know what I mean? Like you do, what is it called? Performance preview. Performance review. Do a for 30 days, she'll have a performance review, and if she isn't better in 30 days, then the next step is then you need to either be suspended or for 3 days or either just let go, just terminate it. How does that sound to you?
Well, the problem is she knows how to really suck up to the boss.
Okay, well, have you sat down and told the boss, do you really know who this woman is and what we have to put up with?
He knows who she is, too. And I have told him before, but he doesn't like confrontation, which is a bad quality in a boss.
Yes, it is.
He doesn't want, you know, it's like I said, she's the sleeping giant in the room that nobody wants to address.
Well, the only thing I can tell you, I keep seeing paperwork. You need to do paperwork on her and get a pattern or history of her working, how she works there. And then I think if you take that to him, since he doesn't like confrontation, if you take that to him and show him you've mentioned some things before, you just add to it, and then tell him, do you think it's fair for the rest of the staff to have to put up with somebody like that that makes it you don't even want to come into work because you know that she's going to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm saying this. Talk is easy. Actions speak louder than words. But I feel for you, Deb, because I can sense her. And that's why I said she's miserable. And she's bringing all you guys down as well by her. But you got to do some type of legal documentation. So when you go to your boss and he doesn't want to be confrontational, you can put that paper on the table and say, look, you need to address this now. Read it through, understand, and you need to address it. You know, if you want me to do a performance review for 30 days, then I'll do that. But knowing that after 30 days if she hasn't completed it, then she's gone. Or either suspended. More likely she should be gone, I think. Would be the better thing to say. Deb, what I'm going to tell you.
You don't see that she's going to look for something or else? You don't see anything like that?
Oh, no, she's satisfied being mean to you guys. I'm sorry. She is. She's satisfied being that way toward you guys. That's what I was saying. You need to get some paperwork, some documentation, or a performance review to get her out of there. But, yeah, she's satisfied. You know how some people can just be mean and ugly and they get off on that shit? And you're like, God, Jesus, what is wrong with you? Hey, some people are like that out there. They love drama. They love chaos.
Oh, yeah. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Okay, then. Well, that's what I'm telling you. You get your ducks in a row and take it to your boss. But in the meantime, let me tell you what I can help you with right now. You have some sea salt in the house?
Yes.
Sea salt? Okay.
Yes.
One container, little thing, maybe it's your old medicine bottle, something small, put it in your jacket or in your pants pocket. Fill it up, you know, but close it where it's not going to come out. Then I want you to take another container, two. Put one, do you have drawers on the left side of your desk or the right side?
On the right side.
Put a container in there on the top drawer, okay? You could put it all the way to the back. That's fine. But just put a container in there. And is there any drawers on the left, anything on the left side that you could put a container in there too?
I could, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So what you're going to do, you're going to put sea salt to carry on your body, small container. You're going to do another container, put it in the top drawer at the back where it can't be seen. And you're also going to put one on the left-hand side. What you're doing is covering you're covering yourself so the negativity can't enter therein.
Okay,
you're protecting yourself. Right. You're protecting your spirit and your mind from this woman. So, like, when she comes to your desk, she's going to feel uncomfortable. that's fine. You want her to feel uncomfortable so she'll get the hell up out of there. But but in the meantime, protect yourself, Deb.
Okay.
Okay?
And then that helps me to kind of not
it
focus on the negative, too, of her?
Right. It'll deter the negative from around your area and also on your beam when you're talking to her. That she can't just, in other words, she'll feel uncomfortable. She'll answer. You know, she'll answer, but she'll feel uncomfortable because you have that salt on you. She don't know that, though. Okay?
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right, Deb. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm putting you on my prayer list, okay? You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay. All right. Next caller is, area code 561. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. My name is Stacy, and I'd just like to know what you see coming up for a job.
Oh, okay, Stacy. What field are you interested in so I can focus on that field?
Office administrative.
Okay, stop. That's fine. You know what? The angels are telling me right now that there's a temporary position that's available to you right now, and I would tell you apply because you want to do it before the 19th. So, let's see. Yeah, right away they said temporary. So I'm going to this is what I'm going to ask you. Go to a temporary agency and for those skills that you have, and you will get hired right away, Stacy.
I applied to I'm registered and I applied to a bunch of things. I'm just waiting. Do you see me working in a week or 2 weeks?
They're telling me 3 days to a week. You will begin work 3 days to 1 week. So that's very short. That's almost perfect timing, too. Three days. Today is Wednesday. Friday is a work day. Monday, Tuesday. But you've already applied, right? I'm looking at Mercury retrograde, but you told me that you've already applied and, you know, you're just waiting for callbacks, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting for callbacks.
Okay. Well, Stacy, the angels are telling me 3 days to 1 week you should be working. So check
and temporary
your
means
yeah,
temporary will
temporary.
Last like how long?
The job can go on for 30 to 60 days, what they're telling me right now.
All right, at least that's something, you know, in the meantime. Because I know every time I start a job on a retrograde, it doesn't last too long. It lasted like
till January
maybe 8th. A few 4 or 5 months. But I was at a job that started on a retrograde, and it lasted for almost 10 years. Isn't that weird?
Well, this might be a good time for you, love. Go ahead. They're telling me 3 days to a week. So somebody's going to be calling you back. Yeah, somebody's going to be calling
good.
You back. And then after January 8th, whatever applications that you put out in January, but, you know, you haven't started work, after January 8th, you should start hearing. Now, what they're showing me right now is the last week of January that you're going to be on a permanent job. So somebody's going to be hiring you permanently at the end of January, which is a blessing. Congratulations. Yeah, that's going to come about.
That would be wonderful because it's been 3 years of, you know, out of 3 years, I only had maybe a year worth of work. It was horrible. It felt like, because I started something in November, mid-November, it wasn't a Mercury retrograde, and the job ended, you know, after a few weeks.
Well, also, Stacy, don't forget, you know, we're in the fiscal year, which begins in October. So most companies are just kind of laying low November and December, and then they start their new budgets January.
Oh, that makes sense. Hoping
2017 money
better.
Will be released if they can hire people. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, thank you so much, and have a Merry Christmas.
You have a Merry Christmas, too, and call me back in January. I want to know what job you got because you're going to be working permanently at the end of the month, okay?
Yes, I'll definitely tell you, and thank you so much, and I'll keep in touch and let you know. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Stacy. Have a Merry Christmas, love. Okay, you're listening to Wednesday Psychic Readings with Lena Sinina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Let me check with Shia Spirit just to check and see if there's any questions in the chat room. Good evening, Shira. Is there any questions in the chat room?
Yes. Hi, Lynn. What's the frequency wants to know if David is going to contact her before the end of the year?
And what is her name again, please?
Let me ask.
Okay. Has she typed it yet?
Not yet.
Did it? Oh, what is her handle then? And then I'll chime David in.
Oh, what's the frequency?
I'm sorry. I got frequency, but what was the word before that?
What's, like W-H-A-T-S, what's the T-H-E frequency?
Okay. I would do better with her name. Frequency, please type your name right quick. Did she type it yet? I don't like dead
air. Not yet. Not yet. If you got a call, we'll come back.
Okay. It's, what's the frequency? Okay. All right, I'll try with that, but your name would be better for me in the angel's focus. Okay, what's the frequency, and is David going to come back? That's what she's asking?
Will he contact her before the end of the year?
Okay. I'm getting no. But it would help if I had your name frequency. That would be better. But right now they're telling me no. So I'll check back with you, Anna. Maybe she'll get the name and let you know. Okay, thank you. All right, next caller. Area code 518. You're on the line with Linda. Who's this?
Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Fine, and you?
I'm good. I'm alive.
Well,
I
that
have a question
a
for the angels.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your first name?
Oh, Linda.
Oh, okay, Linda. Okay, what do you want the angels to tell you?
I want to know if I should appeal a decision that I received from the...
Yes, yes. Well, you even finished. They're telling me yes, yes, yes. Wow, that was strong.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but they were saying yes, 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 yes. So I have to tell you whatever they say. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, because I wasn't going to do it. But I said, let me just ask. Because I just listen in all the time. I said, well, let me ask.
appeal it, because they're saying yes. So when you appeal it, but the only thing I want to tell you, do it now before the 19th. Otherwise, wait till after January 8th.
Oh, I can't do it after that. I got to do it within 30 days, and 30 days will be December 30th. So.
Okay, can you do it before the 19th of December?
I can send it tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, Linda. Okay. Yeah, they're saying yes. So with those big yeses that they just told me, it's going to be in your behalf. You will come out okay. Whatever it is that you're seeking, you're going to do, you will get it. I'll put it like this. The decision will be in your benefit, your behalf. How's that?
That's good, because I was going to just forget it.
No, don't forget it. Angela said yes. You'll win your case or whatever that you're doing. So go for it one more time. You'd be surprised. And knowing we're going into Mercury retrograde, it'll probably reverse back to you, see? That everything will work out fine.
Okay.
So don't give up.
And yeah, sometimes you just get tired of fighting, you know. Sometimes you just get tired of the fight.
I know. But you know they say when you get to the end of the road and you have enough, that's when God picks you up and finish. Okay.
Right.
So you sound like you're at the end of the road. So
I am.
Do it one more time and let God work with these people to change your mind so it all benefits you, because it will. It will benefit you.
Okay. I won't give up then, but I'll just about do it.
No, you call me. You'll tell me. I got it, Lynette. I know.
I sure will. You know I'll call. I'll definitely call you guys and let you know.
Yeah. Linda, why am I seeing a coat to your left? It's a long coat going down about to your ankles. What was that, midi coat? But it's to your left, and it's kind of black, but it's got white speckles in it. I don't want to say tweed. Is that what it's showing me, tweed? I don't know, but they're showing me right now there's a coat to the left of you, but there's something, and it's got a hood. There's a hood to the coat, but it's black with white speckles. Were you getting ready to go somewhere or do something?
No, I just it's probably two or three things. I had it's not a coat, but it was like a little overcoat, like kind of thin, and it's just exactly how you describe it. And I was going to fix it. That's all I was going to, but it wasn't long, it was short. It's short. It's like a three-quarter length coat, like in between. And that's describing the coat I was getting ready to fix, because I sew, but I haven't been sewing, so I was just going to fix it.
Oh, well, you know what? I have to tell you this real quick, Linda. In my 20s, I was a clothing designer, me and a girlfriend, and we really wanted to make it big time, but we needed to get out of Washington. We should have went to New York or even went overseas to Paris, because we were designing. I mean, wow, we designed clothes, weddings, choir robes, special outfits for people for events, but we never got the recognition here in Washington, so we should have left. So I am, because you so, I'm sending you the very best, believe me. I'm sending you the very best, but yeah, so that's your coat. That's why they're showing me. Fix that coat, girl.
I've been sewing a long time, too, since teenager. And
yeah, me too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love it. And something is interesting that you said that, because I went to this workshop today for people over 50. If they're looking, you know, the AARP, they have all kind of stuff.
I'm in it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, and they happen to bump into it about thinking about your own business for 50 plus. So I just happened to go on a fly. I found out about it yesterday. I said, well, let me go. Maybe, I don't know, with me, this roller coaster ride with jobs, you know, seems like almost every year or two I'm getting terminated, or not terminated, but laid off, so-called. So it seems like I'm supposed to be heading in what direction, I don't know. So I said, well, I'll go. So we were talking, they were, you know, talking about what your passion is, and that's something that I had put on the back burner a long time, because I didn't become this famous designer. So I said, oh, forget it. So he said there's a lot of people that are doing the reenactments of the, you know, back in the days with the Civil Wars and all that kind of stuff. And they're looking for people to sew those costumes.
Hey, what you waiting for, woman?
So when he said that, I said that's
your foot in the door right there. There's your foot
you
in
know,
the door.
It's not my passion, but at least it's an idea, and I could be doing what I like doing, which is sewing. So, and then it's interesting that you mentioned that. It's just interesting that you mentioned that, because you had no idea that that happened today, this afternoon.
No. Okay, well, fix your coat. They're telling you, you know, fix your coat. But if you have that passion, girl, go for it. you know, you just want to foot in. That's what me and Brenda needed. We just needed somebody to recognize the work that we were doing that was in a position that could help us, you know, and take us to the next level. So for you, hey, why not? If you don't do but two or three dresses, sit there and talk to some people or whatever, you know, maybe bring a sample of something that you have made, you know, something that you have made. Just say, yeah, I sew, and, you know, I don't mind doing this for a little extra money, but this, you know, if you want to see something that I made right here. And how do you know, Linda? Somebody might say, well, look, is there a possibility that, you know, we could get you to come to the retail store and do some display items or blah, blah, blah? There you go. All you want is a foot in the door.
I've done
wedding,
like, I've done wedding gowns and, you know, costumes for dancers and little costumes for plays for kids or whatever, you know. So I've done, you know, I'm like, okay, so what and things for the house, curtains, drapes, bedspreads, slipcovers.
Linda, now why don't you have a business card and put yourself out there on Twitter and Facebook and Google and let people know that you're a talented young lady? Huh?
I don't know. My son said that. He said, Ma, why are you working? He said that all the time. Why are you working for someone? Why don't you just go ahead and sew? And I'm like, I'll see. I told him my eyes aren't like they used to be, so... You know, with
girl,
the glasses.
Get some cheaters. We all there. Okay, we all over 50. Get you some cheaters. That's
all
okay.
Right,
that's all right.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, you know, let me know how you go with the sewing thing, because that is a that's close to my heart about sewing. I'll tell you, my first, my oldest daughter, I should say, not my first, but my oldest daughter, I made all her clothes up until she was 9 years old. I mean, she had the baddest coats, dresses, pants, because I designed. I'm the one that would design the outfit, and then Brenda would put it together. So, you know, if you came to me and said, well, oh, like you said, you know, event dancing. Okay, we got five dancers, and we want these type of costumes. Okay, then I'd do the design and show it to you, and if you're applicable to that, then me and Brenda sit down and do the pattern, and she'd put it together, and I'd help her do the little pearls or whatever, a little extra, you know. So, yeah, that's close to my heart. I'm going to be praying for you the very best, that you step out on faith, not by sight, that you can do it.
Thank you.
All right. All right. I want to hear from you.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Have a Merry Christmas, Linda.
All right,
and,
you too. I'll keep
you
and Nina posted.
Okay. Thank you, and have
you're
a
welcome.
Good one.
You too.
All right. Okay, you're listening to Wednesday Psychic Readings with Linus. Nina's not with me today. She's busy. On the Essence of Success Radio Network, that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we've got some lines open, so please call in, and also the chat room is open as well. Okay, and we've got area code 864. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. I had met a guy a couple weeks ago. I used to date him a long time ago when I was like 18, 19 years old. We was doing really good. And then all of a sudden, he just stopped calling me like 2 days ago. And I was wondering what was up with that.
Oh, okay, Catherine, what's his first name? That's all I need.
It's Bob.
Okay, that's all I need. Okay. He got a little shy. Ooh, but you know what? I don't know if y'all have been intimate, but something about you, I'm feeling it. He really likes that. Okay, anyway, getting back. let's see. Yeah, he's kind of shy. What is Bob doing, Angel? Oh, do you know this guy? Let me tell you how you are to him. A nice glass of wine.
Ooh.
Yes, that's how he looks at you, is like a nice glass of wine that he could enjoy spiritually, mentally, and physically. But he's a little shy. He's kind of like, I want to say you're scaring him, but you're so much to him. I think he's like, I got to back up for a minute. I'm like, I'm going to be on Catherine like white on rice. Okay? So it's like he's a, because there's not another woman. I don't see another woman, so you don't have to worry about that. But he really likes you. He does. But it's like he's kind of overwhelmed the way he feels for you. And I guess he doesn't feel like he wants to smother you or be possessive. But, yeah, he really likes you. He's just a little shy. He's just reflecting. He just took back for a couple of days reflection. You should hear from him Friday. He should be calling you Friday. See what you're doing, what's going on. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's not mad or angry with you. There's nothing like that.
Okay.
Angels are not showing me any arguments or chaos or none of that. So it's all smooth and good. It's just him. You know, haven't you ever, like, seen a guy or something? You're like, oh, my God, if I could get next to that, right? That's how you are to Bob right now. That's how you are to him.
But, see, we dated years ago when I was, like, 18 or 19.
He yeah, married but now somebody you're both else. In the tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he like a twin flame or something, a soulmate or something like that? Or you don't see anything?
The angel said that you two were supposed to be together.
Oh, my God.
Ask more.
Wow.
When you were young, it was just getting to know each other like elementary school. Now you're in college. The relationship is college now. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because he sees you from a different perspective. I think that's why he's a little shy right now, you know, just stepping back, because he really likes you, but he doesn't want to, you know, like every 2 minutes the phone is ringing, you know, every
well,
day he's over at the
be.
House and all that, you know, and you might feel like, well, God, that's kind of a lot of, you know, kind of much, but, and he doesn't want to be that way, but the way he feels towards you, Catherine, please.
Is that usual for him?
Mentally, you two just sit down and communicate a little bit more. You know, that's all. You're both single. Just sit down and communicate a little bit more. And spiritually, you know, when you see him again, grab his hand and tell him, I'm going to pray for us. That
well, I did.
Feel it.
I did.
You
do
did it
today.
Already? Hey!
Yeah.
Hands up to Catherine. Go with it, girlfriend.
I
love it.
I did it at the Super Bowl.
I love it. We'll do it again. When you
I'll do it again.
Like I said, he's going to be calling you Friday. So when you guys get together again, you know, do it again. Just grab his hand and say, you know, I just want to say a quick prayer for the both of us. You know, that God leads us on the right path and we are together and it's for the best.
Yeah. And he's very spiritual. He wasn't like that, but now, oh, he's totally different.
Oh, thank you
he's
for the validation. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he made me laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good man, honey, but you know that already. I don't need to tell you that. You know that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so, don't get upset with him because you haven't called. It's okay. Everything is fine. Nothing's wrong. You know,
so
he's going to be calling you a couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah, everything is fine, so... Yeah, you know what I'm going to tell you? Enjoy your Christmas and enjoy your New Year's, you and Bob. How about that?
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you so
much. Enjoy. Because it's meant for you two to be together. So enjoy that. God bless you both. God bless you.
I know, that's right. After all those years, I just ran up in the store and he was in there. And he said, hey, how you doing? And I didn't recognize him at first because you know, we both got older. So, but it don't matter, you know. We both
no.
Old.
Age is just a number. It's what you feel in your heart, in your spirit, your mind. So that doesn't mean anything. But you know that was meant to be. Nothing happens just happenstance. That was supposed to be. You were supposed to run into each other. So what couldn't happen when you were young? You were young, immature, flighty, hey, whatever. Now you both are older and mature, and you know what you want. So go for it.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas there. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and we've got time for one more caller. How about this? Area code 518, you're on the line with Linus. How you doing?
I was on already. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was on already.
Oh, okay. No problem. That's okay. You can still listen.
Okay.
Oh, another call dropped down. Who did it? 864? Oh, okay. There we go. All right. Anna, anybody in the chat
room?
Yeah.
No one is in the chat room. No. Well, we have some in the chat room, but no one has a question.
Oh, okay. Did that lady ever give you frequency? Did she ever give you the name?
She signed out.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. Sorry, frequency. It just helps with the name because then when I tell the angels, they're looking at your name and you as well as whoever you want me to find out about. Because I didn't really pick up anything on David. I wanted to say no, but I feel no, you know, but hey.
I feel no.
Things can change at any time. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I feel no also.
Yep, change at any time. Well, I tell you, we don't have but two callers, but they're listening to the show. And you know what I would like to do is reiterate what you think, Anna, the horoscopes for December for all the people that are listening.
Yes.
One more time. What you think?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay. All right. Now, these are your horoscopes for December, and I'm just going to go through it pretty quick. So everybody listen. Listen up. Tune your ears up. Aries, make up your mind. Make that decision to do better. Stop playing. Some things will never change. Others will remain the same regardless. Time to go home next year. Get your plans in action. You are sometimes your worst enemy, Aries. Lighten up. All will happen the way it's supposed to be. And Anna, I'm sorry. I got you. There you go. All right. Now I'm back. Okay, Taurus, for December, money is not flowing the way it should right now. Learn to say no, Taurus, and stop enabling folks. We all have to learn, some sooner than others. How about this? Love you, Taurus, and make yourself happy for a change. Try it. You just might like it. Okay? Gemini, it's time you're all worn out. Take Me to the King is a song. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. This is my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory. Time to stop playing these games, Gemini. It's all about you. And by the way, I said earlier in the show, today starts a full moon and it's in Gemini, so it's their week. It should go quite well for you. Cancer, answers are finally sealed and delivered. Pop your collar, Mr. and Ms. Cancer. Sometimes we think, will it happen or not? Your perseverance and prayers were heard, listened, and answered. Thank you, Spirit. It is not easy out here in this life. Cancer, you have paid the price in more ways than one. Leo, yes, you are loved. In fact, a lot, Leo, more than you wish or want to know. Stay strong and know change is for the best, even sometimes when we don't necessarily understand it. This month, Leo, you will be singing My, My, My by Johnny Gill. Yes, baby, you got it like that. Congratulations, Leo. Virgo, do I hear you whispering how you like me now? Uh-oh, busy month December is for you, not without a few challenges here and there. But Virgo, nothing you can't handle, analyzer. Keep looking up, and you're our number one this month. A lot of folks notice you when you're not looking. Keep up the good work, Virgo, and know that you are blessed, dear Virgo. I hate to do this, but you know what? I can't see the other ones because of my page. I am so sorry. Libra on the roof. I can't. Let me see. Hold on. See if I can do this. Of course. It's double over. Why I'm saying I can't see it because there's something over that that should have moved down when I did that. My horoscopes. Okay. Bet I'll get it now. Hang in there. I'm almost there. I hope everybody has been having a good week so far, that things are going well. And I hope you remembered that love prayer in the beginning that I gave you. Okay. All righty. And thank you for your patience with me. Sorry, don't usually have this kind of problem. But anyway, it's the full moon. Okay, now here we go. Okay. Come on. I'm going to start singing Jingle Bells in a minute. Y'all quit laughing. Oh, come on. Here we go. Ah, and it still didn't go. All right, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. Oh, y'all know I play the piano, right? I've been playing it for 40 years. In fact, I got on there today and played some Christmas music for my neighbors. You know what? The show will be over before I get there. Okay, I'll forget it. It's not going in. I think we only got a few minutes left in the show. And never, okay, I just started off as the new moon. Stop. I'm talking to my website. Oh, Jesus. Okay, now. Where is it? Okay, so we're just going to stop all that, go back, and I'm sorry. If you listen to me on Sunday, I'll finish that for you guys. I'm truly sorry for that. My webpage wouldn't act right. Oh, well, such is life, huh? Happens sometimes. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining me around the world in the chat room and on the phone. And please forgive me for blank airtime because I was really trying to get in there to tell y'all the rest of it. But anyway, so for the rest of the week, I hope it goes well. Remember, tomorrow's the gospel show at 10 a.m. Friday is Friday traffic jams, and I be bringing the music, y'all. You know my personality and my charismatic charm. I bring the music, so we will be jamming Friday so you can put a smile on your face for the weekend. And then, of course, I'm sorry, that's at 6 o'clock Friday night, Friday traffic jams. And Thursday is Gospel Music for Your Soul at 10 a.m. in the morning. And, of course, I will see y'all on Sunday at 3 o'clock, right? All right. Have a good one, everybody, and be good to one another. And remember, prayers do get answered. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Anna, for working the chat room today. I appreciate it.